Indiana Republican Richard Lugar is preparing to become the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee now that Republicans are back in power. It's a post he held in the mid-1980s but lost to a more senior Republican. He's wanted it back ever since, but he takes over now with the committee at a low point in its history, with a White House that tends toward a go-it-alone approach to the world. In the first report in a series profiling powerful Senate committee chairs, NPR's Michelle Kellerman spoke with the 70-year-old Senator Lugar to hear how he hopes to revitalize the Foreign Relations Committee and the foreign policy debate.
Senator Lugar's office is something of a photo gallery of his political career, from naval intelligence officer to Indianapolis mayor to Indiana senator. His interest in foreign policy quickly becomes clear.
This is a destruction of a blackjack bomber, and I'm climbing up the stairs to get into the plane, hoping I won't fall down 40 feet and ruin the whole ceremony, but eventually they saw it out.
One room is filled with photos of his many trips to Russia. Lugar and former Senator Sam Nunn, a Georgia Democrat, sponsored legislation in 1991 to help the ex-Soviet states get rid of or safeguard their stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction.
The Russians that I met then, they described not anarchy, but real dangers, that pieces of the Red Army were breaking off, that there were an awful lot of weapons lying around. It was one of those moments in history where a lot of bad things could occur if the United States did not take a concerted interest in the situation.
And so he did. And each year since, Lugar goes through tedious negotiations to try to make sure Congress continues to fund the work. That's the image his colleagues have of him, a mild-mannered but persistent senator. Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd is a 21-year veteran of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He remembers when Lugar was in the chairman's seat in 1985 and 86, before Jesse Helms pulled rank on Lugar and took it away. Helms was dubbed Senator No for blocking treaties and ambassadorial positions. Dodd says Lugar is more of a consensus builder.
Senator Helms was more partisan, more ideological, and therefore less interested in government doing things, more inclined to consider government successful when it doesn't do anything. I think Senator Lugar feels as though government should have a proactive position, that the Senate should be very much involved in the conduct of foreign policy.
But whether Lugar can accomplish that goal is an open question. James Lindsay studies Congress and foreign policy at the Brookings Institution. He says the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has been losing prestige since the early 60s, when it was led by a political giant, William Fulbright.
It was one of the committees people wanted to be on because it was so prominent, in part because foreign policy issues were the dominant issue at the time, whether it was the Soviet threat, the Vietnam War. By the time you get to the 1990s, foreign policy has receded as an issue. All of a sudden, a seat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee didn't hold much appeal to members of either party.
Lugar says he's already recruiting senators by promising to reassert the committee's influence in spending on foreign affairs.
One reason why the authority of the committee is atrophied is that the Appropriation Committee, in the absence of action by the Foreign Relations Committee, simply took hold of the basic decisions. So I'm here to say we're taking it back. We're going to take the proper decisions and play our role, not only in a public relations sense, but in the actual legislative work.
During Richard Lugar's earlier tenure as chairman, the Foreign Relations Committee did push through some important legislation, and he even confronted a president from his own party. Lugar pushed then-President Ronald Reagan to force Ferdinand Marcos to step down after a fraudulent election in the Philippines. And Lugar helped persuade Congress to pass limited sanctions against South Africa's apartheid regime, overriding a Reagan veto.
It came at a time that, as Nelson Mandela testified later, he sat in prison with virtually no hope, and he added in a rather startling commentary when he came here, there would not be a relationship between South Africa and the United States if that had not been our policy at that time.
The topics Lugar plans to pursue now are rebuilding Afghanistan, dealing with weapons of mass destruction, and Iraq. But Lindsay of Brookings notes Congress has already given President Bush a free hand by passing a resolution authorizing the use of force against Iraq.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee, like the rest of Congress, is really in the cheap seats right now watching what the administration does.
Senator Lugar does see a role for the committee, holding hearings on a post-Saddam Hussein regime. That's something he hopes to pursue quickly when the Republicans take hold of the Senate in January. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.